Who can forget this amazing montage scene in Goodfellas where they're pulling out all the bodies from the Lufthansa heist? Am I right, gentlemen? Howard, Alan. And you know what this makes me think? Not corpses, but condoms. I'm thinking about rubbers right now. Specifically, I'm thinking about beadandy.com. The best way to order your condoms. We've all been to the CVS late at night. Are you ashamed buying a rubber like I am? I am, mostly as a side effect of the size I have to purchase. But I'm not a fan of the act. And Be a Dandy takes all the embarrassment out of it. Yes, well, Alan?
Just the lines are always so long at CVS. Like, CVS is actually, like, that's the problem.
That is true.
If they got better employees or a better system at CVS, buying condoms.
Yeah, and my erections, especially when a condom's in the mix, are fleeting, like one's youth.
Right.
So you want that at the ready. You want something just slammed on it immediately. And that's where Be a Dandy comes in handy. God, why isn't
nice.
That in the read? That right there. beadandy.com. You just go to beadandy.com/podcast. Sorry, I'm not sure if they're supposed to actually type /podcast or /Papa's Basement. Try both. Start with podcast. No, start with Papa's Basement.
And then work your way up. Da-dun-tsh.
There you go. Yeah. And we might get some click-through moolah, but go to Be a Dandy to order your condoms. You can you save all your time going to Target, getting the weird off-brand ones that they sell there. Like, I've literally purchased crap that was, like, in the damaged bin. Condoms that were in the damaged bin.
Somebody just going in there and poking holes
in them.
Yeah,
like, the box was dinged up, and it was a couple bucks off, and in a weak moment, I purchased those. But that's not what you're supposed to do with condoms. You get some good ones. Be a Dandy is so damn cheap, you don't have to buy them from the discount bin.
Are there, like, different sizes available, or...
You know what? Yes, there's all the sizes.
All the sizes, okay.
All the sizes. You can get condoms for your cat.
I'm just looking for custom fit. Like, I feel like that's the thing we didn't know about. This generation, we're going to learn that there's a lot of nuances.
Yeah, like bifurcated, like a cactus.
Right.
They've got that. They've got everything at beadandy.com/podcast. There's a special promotion for the listeners of the show, 50% off the starter pack. It's $3 for your first order, and that's 6 condoms.
Okay.
And after that, 6 a month.
Nice.
And these are great condoms. You're going to want to bone like an MF-er in these things. They're not the kind of condoms that your dad wore and he could stay hard just because he saw horrors in the war and a condom meant nothing to him. We're a soft generation.
Yeah.
A condom is horrible unless it's done right. Be a Dandy does those condoms right. You know when they found Carbone, it took him 2 days to thaw him out for the autopsy? Sorry, that's... You've only seen Goodfellas twice. All right. Beadandy.com. Goodfellas is on Netflix. I've watched it 8 times in 2 weeks because I'm autistic. I can sing every song in the soundtrack, but only the parts that are in the movie. If you play another part of this song, I would not recognize it. Hey, everyone. I'm back. I didn't kill myself. Despite,
yay.
Yeah, thank you. That's the reaction I wanted. Howard's just texting. He's like, ugh.
Meh.
We're here again.
I got a kid. I don't need to do this crap. You don't pay me.
Whatever, man. This is like a break from all the pain in the acidness of parenting.
Yeah, or as we Greeks call it, child rearing. Hi-oh. In PapasBasement.com, show's website, and YouTube.com/PapasBasement. If you want to see our faces, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? I have such an ample bosom, and I have the body kind of like a 50s pinup, where they have like ample D cups, but then just the huge dumpy gut too.
I feel like you got a good side profile going on there.
I do. Like if it hits it right, and like the hoodie's up, and it blocks off all the neck meat beyond the beard, and you think my face ends with the beard, that ain't bad. Yeah. I mean, I'm losing it up front, and once the hair goes, then I really gotta lose some weight. But
you did recently describe yourself on air as Andre the Giant's retarded 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's me. Like I can only drink a 24-pack, but I'm growing into what my dad. I'm Andre the Giant's Gadzooki. Like one day I'll mature, and I'll be a large beast of prey. But until then, I'm just a stupid son that gets into all sorts of embarrassing situations. Let's bring this down. Oh my God, I am obsessed with Goodfellas. I don't think I'm unique in that. at all, except Alan over here, not a big Goodfellas guy.
You know, it's not that I'm a big Goodfellas guy. It's just like I haven't, you know, embraced the opportunity to watch it multiple times. I haven't been, you know, looking at Netflix for something new to watch. Maybe I'll change it from watching it two times or three times after the show. I don't know. What's going
to
happen?
Yeah, I specifically was looking for not new things to watch, and that's how I found Goodfellas. I love it. I am ready to declare that my top seed. That's just it. It might be better than Aliens. Might be better than Terminator 2. That might be it for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Better than the I put it on. I was home alone for a week because that's something a now 37-year-old man should say. But mother was in Vegas, and so I was home alone. And I just sat in a like kind of a nest that I built, like a hamster of just blankets. And the cats were in the room with me, and the vape never left my hand. And I watched Goodfellas at some point 2 to 3 times a day.
Did the movie change at all, you know, based on how many times you watched it? Did it get better? Did you, like, learn some,
I learned
motifs?
One thing. Well, I learned nothing deep like that.
Okay.
But I did learn, because I got bored at some point and just started watching it with the captioning, that Frankie Carbone, the character of Frankie Carbone, who has a better afro than any black man ever will, he is maybe the greatest, like, comedic character ever committed to film. He's like a talking dog almost, but like as a man, and that makes no sense. But if you watch it with closed captioning, I have to look up who Frankie Carbone was. If you guys want to, either of you want to punch that up, you don't have to. That's not your goddamn job. You don't have to do my dirty work. Frankie Carbone is like a real life Sicilian, the guy who plays him.
Okay.
And if you watch it with the closed captioning, you realize everything said to him, it sounds like at first he's addressing you with a little English, like every reply, but for the most part, he just mutters back in Italian. Like it's this weird just gag throughout the movie. People talk to Carbone in English, and then he just goes like, ah, yeah, kombudikas and stuff. And that's it for the whole movie. Like he's just this weird foreign tourist in the middle of Goodfellas.
Just
and
nobody wrote his lines, you know. He improvised the whole thing, and it was genius. That's
it's completely it, because every New York Italian, for the most part, doesn't actually know Italian. And if they do, it's that horrible bastardized crap where like, oh, it's not mozzarella, it's mozzarella. You're like, shut the hell up. Like any real Italian, like they're like black people going to Africa and they're like, welcome, my brother.
Right.
And someone's like, get the hell out of here. And that's really what the Italians in the New York, Jersey area fancy themselves. Like, we could go back to the motherland at any point. A great Sopranos episode.
Yeah.
By the way, where Paulie Walnuts is in Italy and he asks for his, hey, a plate of spaghetti with the sauce. And they finally understand he just wants like red sauce on some pasta. And one of the Italians turns to another actual Italian and he says, and you thought the Germans were classless pieces of ass. And talking about Pauly. And that's what all you Italians are. You're classless pieces of ass. Sorry.
Nice.
I just went dead. Alan, are you Italian?
No.
I'm Greek, so I can say this.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, thank you. You got the beard. You could pass.
Yeah. I've been to Greece.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's basically like I've lived there.
Yeah, you basically have that blood in you, so we can mock the Italians freely.
Mm. No, but I do have one memory of Goodfellas. Nothing to do with the movie, but I remember I was watching it with my high school girlfriend at the time.
Oh, look at you, braggart.
I know.
Like?
I had a girlfriend. It was great. My life was planned out. I did well in school. I had a girlfriend. Everything was going great. And then college happened. College wasn't bad, though. But I remember, and this was nothing I like ever thought of before, but I remember she thought Ray Liotta's lips were like really good lips for a guy, and I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, that they can dissect almost like Frankenhooker style, like just see the parts of a man and
just be like, his lips are dreamy, you know? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're a guy. You're just like, what about his like pecs? Like, you're
right,
just like,
right.
Is a dude built like Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, I could see how that dude steals my chick, but yeah.
How hard could he punch another guy that hit on you?
Exactly. Could he break a rib or three? No, that is, women do have that keen eye. I feel men have that, but like only for tits and ass.
Yeah.
Like
clavicles, though? Do you mess with clavicles? Like this region, you see this like
I know what the clavicle is.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I could not. It's weird that stands out to you. Like I would be like
I might be my lips. I'm just saying.
Real? I would be like that clavicle's free of boils and flea bites.
Okay.
So like that's a good clavicle by my standards. Like I, there's not a lot of beef meat on top of the bone, so that's sexy. You like that elegant?
I like the exposed clavicle. Like, there's something about, like, the back of the side of the neckline going to the shoulder.
Look at you. You dorsalist, you. Is this getting you wet right now, dude?
No. The backside. You need to turn around.
No.
Yeah. Turn around.
Yeah, turn around.
Yeah, you're not tricking me with that, bright eyes. God damn. No, that's cool you have that level of taste and like, to me, that's like sophistication right there.
Yeah, I'm swirling my wine glass right now.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah, you're telling me like...
Oh, yes, this clavicle, 1999. Good year for clavicles.
I just figured
it's, well, if she's got her shoulders exposed, she might be DTF, right? Isn't that the whole
Pretty
idea?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, if her shoulders are out, she wants to get porked in a station wagon later that night. That's how my mental math works.
Yeah.
No, I just... So, Howard, do you have like a body part that's weird that does it for you like that?
No, I'm with you, TNA.
Yeah.
It's, the key.
There's so much more out there. There's so many more body parts.
I feel like you're the guy who founded Hooters and started serving people chicken wings. Like, you're like, this isn't scrap meat, and I'm over here just eating my breasts and thighs. Like, that wasn't even really a metaphor. That's just, yeah. I'm just kind of like 36, 24, 36 guy over here. That's my jam.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I don't have anything weird. I love an areola of note.
Okay.
That's about my one weird thing, I would say.
I'm just more of the opinion, like, you try to, like, fish for little information. Like, so, did you get along with your dad growing up? No?
Exactly.
Okay, we should continue talking for this evening. I think this might work out well for me.
Yeah. Did you have, like, a foreign dad who screamed at you to do your homework and nothing was ever good enough? And did your mom call you, like, fat and stuff? Because, if so, I think we can make this happen. We're going to get this done. I wanted to talk about, because it's been like 3 weeks since the last show, because I've been having a nice little depressive run lately. Like, I didn't kill myself or anything, obviously. I'm still here, sadly, for Howard.
What was like the most depressed thought you had? Can we get into that at all, or is that below
nothing
board?
Touchy. There's nothing there? No, right? There was nothing really new. I realized at some point, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is like a nervous breakdown or something, but like, I don't even give a damn to pretend I'm going to do anything creative or do anything outside of work. Like, I would just come home and watch Goodfellas, shocker. And okay. I crushed a couple other Netflix series. I was just like, I'm not going to pay lip service to the fact I'm functional. Like, I'm not going to go to the gym, not going to try an open mic, not going to go to my improv theater, perform improv. And hell, I didn't do the show for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I was just like, the hell with all of it. I need me time. And what's shocking is me time is just apparently what I do when I'm not that depressed too. Just more of it. Just more eating on top of it.
Yeah.
I went through a ton of Netflix crap, man. They have a show, a real cock teaser-ooski, if I do say so myself, of a show called Everything Sucks. I mean, there's an actual, by the way, an actual cock tease.
I have not seen
it. Okay.
Altered Carbon. Lots of nudity. It's like Blade Runner with so much tits and ass, man.
See, it's just like Netflix has too much stuff they're putting out, so I don't know how to filter through it. That's the
Anytime you boot up Netflix, they're like, oh, here's like the last four series that we made since 3 p.m.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow, okay. The trick is to just watch it all.
Okay.
Just give up on anything, and that's what you're doing with life.
You don't need cable.
Oh, you don't need cable. You don't need friends. You don't need to bathe. Like, you just watch Netflix. But you tell me if you guys think this is weird. Because Everything Sucks, retro series based in the 90s. First of all, I now know what the teachers we had as kids. I know you're like 10 years younger or something, but like Howard and I, we had teachers who probably grew up in the 70s when we were going to high school in the late 90s. And I feel like there was like a 70s retro thing going on. But you would see like someone like putting on like a fro wig and then wearing like a Stairway to Heaven shirt. And they must have been like, you were just grabbing things that happened then and throwing it all together. They do something similar where like crap from like 1990, like a Button Your Fly shirt, coexists with like listening to like Better Than Ezra and stuff like that.
You're
like,
are kids just playing Pogs in the hallway? Is that what's going on?
It's so over the top. Like any catchphrase you could possibly conceive of gets uttered at least once. A kid does like the I Am Cornholio routine.
Oh,
nothing
man.
Deep from Beavis and Butthead. Like right. Nothing that conveys they ever really watched it. But there is a Cornholio or two thrown in there.
They're just like pop culture, pop culture, yes. pop culture, pop culture. They're boom, we got a show.
Yeah, that's it. That is it.
So you're not loving it, or are you?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay. Here's what stood out to me, and you guys tell me if I'm being overly sensitive or this is just weird as F, because I found it weird as F, dude. There's two actresses that portray what blossoms into a lesbian relationship in the show. And the junior, like not the younger, like the actual high school junior, is a 20-year-old who parades around like multiple scenes, like in bra and panties, has a huge set of tits. Mm. Clavicles are great. I keep Sidley tracking over here. Great Cindy Crawford-esque clavicles over here. And she winds up in a relationship and making out with a sophomore who's played by a then 13-year-old.
Mm.
And I wanted to see like two high school lesbians make out, because why not?
Right.
Let's be honest, that's on the wish list for any day.
Is she mature for her age? Does she look like, is she 13 but looks 16 or 18?
We wouldn't be having this talk if that were the case, okay. Sir. I would have just been like, watch Everything Sucks and buy the lube. Have some fun. Fill your bag from beadandy.com and you don't even have to mess with the tissues. No, she looks possibly like younger than 13. I'm not a pedophile. I don't really know what kids look like. And I don't have kids of my own, so you could be like, that kid is 6 or 2, yeah. And I'm like, about the same, sure.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the actual ages of the actresses?
Mm-hmm. You have a bombshell by the name of Sydney Sweeney. If you want to punch her up, I'll punch her up. What the hell? You do it, Howard. You Google it up and you pass it over to Sidley over there. Sydney Sweeney, who is 20. So, well legal.
Yeah.
I've had people who are on the show who judged me for having a Tinder profile set to 18, but wasn't set to 14. Get off my ass. Legal's legal. I'm right. Sorry. If you don't have...
I mean, it's weird, but it's not, like, ethically completely wrong.
I mean, she looks fairly young in some of the photos that she's promoing right now.
Well, maybe she's not of age in some of those photos, but she's 20 when this thing filmed. And they put her in a bra in multiple scenes. And, like, not just a random bra scene, like... She's talking about how huge her cans are while she's on the rag and grabbing her boobs and like making them talk almost like you just meh, meh, meh.
Okay.
Like you do if you're fat and you put lipstick around your belly button and you made that your talking tummy. The girl you can now look up is Peyton Kennedy. Peyton Manning Kennedy, or just Peyton Kennedy. So look her up. And I don't really like 13 sounds young as hell, and she looks like every bit of it. Like they cast someone who looks young. Like you're not going to trip me up on this show where I'm like, look, there's some 13-year-olds that don't know. Every 13-year-old looks young and is not screwable. All right. There you go.
I'm just trying to catch you here. That's all.
No. Yeah.
I'm a cop and I got you.
Too quick on my feet for you, Christopher Hansen. So, like, just look.
Yeah, she's a kid.
She's a kid.
That's a kid.
That is a kid.
Aw, man.
I know. You want to get a rod because the one chick is, like, great looking. And she's making out with a kid. Like, think about if the shoe's on the other foot and it's a dude gay couple and there's a 20-year-old dude making out with a 13-year-old dude. You wouldn't even allow that on film.
Yeah.
I was thinking just, yeah, if that 13-year-old girl's making out with a 20-year-old dude, how would that play out right now?
It wouldn't. You would get production shut down. Mm. And somehow, some lesbian loophole, these chicks are just going at it. Like, an early episode, she grabs the 13-year-old's hands when the 20-year-old hasn't come out of the closet yet, because she notices that the lesbian's eyeing her from across the locker room. She just grabs her hands and puts them on her huge cans. And then she's like, oh my God, you grabbed my boobs, lesbo much, or something like that. Right. And then later they come.
That's how high school kids talk.
Yeah, yeah. In the 90s it was. And they then have this like simmering thing through the rest of the series where the tension's building. And you're like, I want to get off to this, but this is a GD kid.
Yeah.
This is so weird. And it was just, I felt like gravely miscast. Like, get an 18-year-old so I don't feel like a creep, goddammit.
Right. Is there, like, any public outrage over this, or is it, like, just starting here and we're going to mobilize the front that really
this
gets
is it.
Okay.
This is it. We it's finally have a cause
okay.
that I care about. I'm like, Netflix, you make some lesbians I can jerk to with a
right.
clean conscience.
Yeah, I mean, there's a gap, you know. Orange is New Black only comes, like, once a year.
Yeah.
So this could have been it, and they fucked up.
They completely
they
screwed us over.
They need to be held accountable.
I'm with you. This is yeah. this is my cause. If I were intelligent, I would know the French term for cause. Something du jour. I don't know. Maybe it's cause du jour.
It's
maybe cause
closed.
Is French.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm there. Yeah. Okay. We'll call it the je de suis.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds French, right? I think it means I am. I don't know. Yeah, you're looking at me sympathetically. Like, you're like, that brain's trying to make something happen. And it is not. It really, it. I don't want to say ruin things for me. I obviously sat through the whole thing because when you're lying in your own filth, you'll
watch
anything.
What if the whole point of it was to make you feel uncomfortable while watching? What if that's what the creators wanted?
Oh, and he was the George Lucas of pulling that off.
Okay.
He was the Coppola of making me feel like a pervert.
But, yeah.
Did it make you nostalgic since we did actually grow up in the 90s?
Yes, more so than I would ever like to admit.
Okay. Compare it with Stranger Things and the stuff. Because we grew up in the 80s. You got to, like, let people know that you just, hey, you just turned 37 leading
yes.
up to this, like, 3 weeks of depression. I don't think that's a coincidence. But we actually got
not.
To experience the 80s, too. So how much did you like Stranger Things and the nostalgia gave you for that?
Stranger Things, those guys were older than us, though. Because they're, like, Stranger Things is set, like, 82, 83-ish. And they're, like, 13, 15. There,
but it's so. Still, like... Some of the pop culture references are things that are familiar, right?
Yeah. Because
we grew up not too long after a lot of those early 80s movies were, like, airing on Fox 5, like, in the middle of the day with, like, a bunch of crappy commercials, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely saw many a coal miner's daughter airing.
Yeah.
Stranger Things did not hit my nostalgia G-spot like this did.
Really? Okay.
Dude, this is literally, like, us, like, in all terms right. of age. This is just us, like... It's the first time I've seen that as a retro thing. You're like, oh, this is old. I'm old. I'm going to die.
But it feels authentic. It's not just like, we just put a smattering of things from the 90s. Cause, someone who's 27 watched the movie Singles and figured, hey, this is cool.
I mean, look, they struggled to put in the pop culture stuff. It has a soundtrack. They're talking Tori Amos.
Wow.
In several scenes.
Strong move.
Yeah, like the girl who's a lesbian, the young one, is talking about being into Tori Amos. And I'm like, oh, God, the amount of, like, silent all these years I had to listen to with some, you know, sensitive. I got a couple chicks that I was friends with who were like, you have to listen to this. I'm like, do I really? Okay, you know. I'm not like the smasher over here, Hugh Hefner, who actually had a high school girlfriend, but...
I played it conservative in high school, you know. I thought it was the way to go. I thought, you know, only one woman for me. Let's be smart about this.
Yeah. I would have killed for one woman. That's well done over there. I want to ask, how did it happen?
Getting a girlfriend in high school?
Yeah, what's that like?
How did it happen? Well, you
You're
know,
such a weirdo.
Yeah, that is a weird question. So first, I was
asked
me.
Her out.
Yeah. Oh, see, I never did that. I just, like, hung around women like a bad fart, and then I was like, eventually, I think we just kiss at some point.
Nice. No, I mean, I think, like, I'll be honest, back then, I was very attracted to, like, women that were aggressive, I think, like, so, like, it wasn't like they made the move 100%, but it was like, I knew they were interested, so if it was like, I knew somebody was interested, I know they're gonna say yes, and then after a while, I was like, I guess you're my girlfriend now.
I don't want to be a dick.
You can.
Were these I mean, I am. Were these aggressive women, like, also pleasing to your eye?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, that's where we differed. Like, I, even back then, I definitely had, like, champagne taste on a beer body. And I was pursued, as laughable as it sounds now, I was pursued, like, by a lot of girls, but I just didn't want to bang, like, any of them. Like, in retrospect, I look back, and I was like, you could have TF'd all the chubs. Why not, like, just drain a load?
I mean, you were just trying to, like, what, shoot above your level for that time? You weren't willing to settle in high school.
A little. Well, it was like the girls, I look back, like, I had plenty of options that were actually, like, super attractive, and they were laying it out fairly thick. Like, one girl was just, like, in class, some, like, really lanky blonde, was just like, hey, I just shaved my legs today. Want to feel? And I'm just like rubbing her legs in class. And I'm like, this is fun. You did shave today. And I look back and it's like,
okay, see you later. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. You need to jerk off just hearing that. No. I did nothing aggressively back then.
High school is a really weird time. It's like, if you knew, it's just one of those situations. If you knew what you knew in college,
yeah,
back in high school, it would have been a different game.
Yeah,
Ron, same thing about, going this is forward. Still his dating strategy today where, yeah, like...
I just have none now. Like, my dating strategy now is to hate myself and anyone that wants to screw me. I'm like, you're a psycho piece of crap. What's wrong with you? Issue
is there a dating app for that? For people who just...
Yeah,
themselves completely.
Exactly. Yeah, it's called Manhole. You'd think that would be for gay singles, given the name, but no. Just for those with self-esteem in the sewer, and I spelled it all out. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man. So check that out. And again, also Altered Carbon. Don't know if you're a Blade Runner dude.
Not, man. I think it was just a little before my time, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
See,
I'm a child, man. I know I don't look like a child, but I'm a child at heart, and... My ID says I'm a child, so...
You look like that child from the Bugs Bunny cartoon who was secretly the gangster, and he had, like, shaved
nah!
out his beard. Yeah, smoking that cigar in the mirror. No, it's good. Lots of TNA. Lots of legal TNA. It's great. Some actresses that I've known for 10 years who never got naked get naked in this.
Nice.
So yeah. For, the, like, the nostalgia stuff, because I think the only thing I can compare it to is, like, the new Star Wars, where, like, every couple of minutes, you were just like, fuck yeah, this is awesome! Millennium Falcon, Han Solo, Harrison Ford.
Is that how you felt about that?
Yeah, dude. The entire time, it was just like, it was like ticking a part of my brain that was just like euphoric.
I know.
It was basically just stroking myself the entire time.
Which, are we talking number 8 or 7 or?
No, the J.J. Abrams ones.
Okay, 7.
Seven.
Yeah,
the first one. Yeah. Force Awakens.
I find all of those just horribly inorganic. Like, I know what you're going there for the big blockbuster and... I for whatever reason I can't shut my brain off for that. Like, I'll watch Goodfellas for like a 50th time,
right?
But like, I go in and see that and I'm just like, this is derivative junk. Like, I don't need to. But you got off on that. Like, that was,
yeah, I mean, so I wasn't like a early adopter. I wasn't one of the first people going in the theater. I didn't even see it in the theaters, but I saw it eventually and I was like, this is good. This, or not that it's good, but this is enjoyable.
It did it for you.
It did it. It worked.
Yeah, it plucked, much like Everything Sucks did for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they're just like, oh, that guy's in a Nirvana shirt. I remember that. I was young once. So, yeah, it's...
I mean, I'm sure it's, like, some form of just, like, emotional manipulation where they just, you know, cherry-picked, like, 50 things to put in a movie and then made the movie.
I don't want to sound Alex Jonesy, but, dude, these things are just, yeah, like, they're correlated numbers at this point where it's like, okay, we need 8 seconds of a TIE fighter and
right.
16 seconds of, like, Yoda's... clavicle.
Like, maybe we'll bring Jar Jar Binks back.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
We will.
Just like a smidge of it. Like, maybe his skull on a pile. Like, right. I don't care, but just something to trigger.
Did you hear about the conspiracy theory with Jar Jar Binks that became really popular?
I am so embarrassed to say, via my friend who's obsessed with the prequels, I do know it, but please,
yeah,
please give it to us.
So,
on air.
I don't know it like that well, because I think I only read it once, and you know, I don't actually read anything. I just like read like a couple of sentences yeah. out of a page. But basically that he's a master Sith Lord, and everything he does, he just goes in and pretends like he's a bumbling idiot, but
yeah.
he's really going to take over the entire empire.
And
he's the number one guy.
He is the titular Phantom Menace.
Right.
He's actually, yeah. And
like, ridiculous. He just Kaiser Sose'd to us. Like,
yeah,
that's what
exactly.
he does.
And no, it's maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but I'll track with it.
Yeah.
There's supposedly a scene where I think where he's like kind of muttering and then Palpatine's mouth is moving at the same time. He's supposed to be showing mind control. I've heard a little bit about it.
He does some like Jedi flips in there. Like there's enough scenes. There's evidence that, you know, if you wanted to believe it, you could.
You could. You could also just do anything adult and right with your life, but you could do that.
Right.
Yeah, it was, I don't even want to say fascinating. That's a strong word for what that is. It's something.
It was a good theory. It was enjoyable. I think
yeah.
everyone who liked Star Wars and hated those movies were a fan.
Well, I love the theory that goes along with it, that he was just so grossly unpopular that they couldn't run with it. Like, even if that would have been like the biggest money shot payoff of all time, they're just like, dude, those Jar Jar toys are not selling. Not think about it. I don't care, Mr. Lucas, if you've got control over everything, you're not making another movie of that ass. And that was that. All right. Speaking of the blockbusters and stuff, are you like a big comic movie dude in general or no?
I think a decent amount. You know, I definitely am trying to catch up on them there, since like a lot of them are pretty like on Netflix, right? So I've seen like Civil War a couple more times. I think I've seen most of them.
Okay.
I'm a fan. I think what Marvel is doing is great. They're actually making good superhero movies.
I'm cool on
DC. DC hasn't really proved itself outside of Wonder Woman yet.
Yeah, all they have is Wonder Woman, which was great.
I still haven't seen it, so I have it queued up on HBO. It just came out on HBO, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I got to fight to you.
Gal Gadot is probably the most beautiful woman alive, and it's just her the entire movie. So it's like, what else do you want?
I watched a chunk of Wonder Woman, even with my mom. Like, I wanted us to do something as a family, and watching TV counts as something. And
it's a good mom activity.
We can't talk the entire time.
I heard it's a great family movie, like as far as watching with old people, since it's set in the, like, what, 19-teens? So I mean, I heard old people love it.
I remember.
Yeah. I mean, she's not, like, Alzheimer's yet. She's, like, reaching in and trying to pay for milk with a penny or some crap.
I think to show a baby boomer a movie that does not involve smartphones, they get excited. I think that's a big deal for them, so.
We both disliked it, and I never loved
you
my mom
more.
You
did not? Wow. Okay.
We were like 30 minutes in. I was like, I'm going to pause this and hit the head. And she was like, you don't even have to come back and watch it. Like, you want to put something else on? I'm like, God damn, yes, I do. Like, comic movies for the most part suck. Like, that new, everything DC makes outside of Batman stuff is garbage. I, at my most depressed, I put on that Batman versus Superman.
Oh, my God. Can you not fall asleep to it? I've tried.
It was like 90 minutes in, and I pause it, and it's like another 90 to go. And I'm like, I don't care if I'm like a puss hair away from blowing my brains out. Like, there's better things to do with my time. And I put on good.
You can watch
again.
Lord of the Rings, you know?
Yeah,
like, even that is better.
The doomsday scene at the end. I mean, it's so
spoilers. I'm going to watch it one day. I'm just kidding.
It's just, it's so long, and it's so obviously expensive. Like, that's when you realize that they spent ungodly amounts of money on, like, the last 15 minutes of that movie.
There was nothing appealing to it.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, Zack Snyder has done one good film. I enjoy 300. Anyone doesn't enjoy 300, fight me.
He's probably Persian. That was what I found out.
What's that?
Anyone who didn't enjoy 300 was Persian, because they're like,
exactly.
You're shitting on us. And we're like, but Spartans are cool, and they're muscular, and they kill people.
We love our bald, vaguely gay leader. Yeah, that is their jam. No, I loved 300. Not even really because of the Greek angle. I'm just like, this is cool. It's action-packed. And like, it was just perfectly edited down to like 90
I feel like that
minutes.
Was when it like turned the corner, when we started getting like a couple of good action movies here and there. It was 300. That you just got super pumped for. Right, because it was like after Gladiator, it was like, what was there? I don't know.
I'll be honest, again. I wasn't huge on Gladiator.
That's my favorite movie.
To me, Ridley Scott is Alien and Blade Runner, and after that, I'm just like, bleh. Whatever. Join your brother Tony. I didn't mean to say that. Horrible reference. Look it up.
No, but what I think, like, my experience of watching Justice League for like the DC stuff was like they just forgot that superhero movies got better. It's like they just neglected like the past 10 years of history.
Just copy Marvel.
You sat there and you didn't care about anything. Nobody was in danger. Nothing was compelling. None of the characters were like, you gave a shit about them. And I was just sitting there like, why am I here? Why did I pay $20 to
see this? Yeah, there's nothing as crappy as I find Marvel. Like, at least it's semi-fun. Like,
do you like anything, though? That's like, I feel like it's a fair question. Besides Goodfellas.
Not really, but I'll see the Marvel movies kind of like out of a sense of obligation, like if I have a friend over and we're like, usually just my buddy Tony, and we go to see a movie together typically because we're just an old gay couple that's not up to it. And usually there's a comic film and it's usually Marvel, and that's what we go see. And we saw Black Panther last week.
I heard that was awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm trying to see it tomorrow, actually.
I can give you all the insights you want.
I mean, the one thing I heard is that a bunch of conservative pundits have claimed that Black Panther is Trump, because he's this isolationist. I guess the country is isolationist to start.
Oh, yeah.
And they completely ignore the second half of the movie where he ends up opening the border. Spoiler alert, they open up the borders to this, like, isolated country by the end of the movie.
To an asshole country.
Well, but it's... They like, I just, it's bizarre to hear people saying, oh, it's like, why is it okay for like this black president to, or king of a country or head of state to like isolate his country. And it's like, well, it's not. That's the whole point of the movie is he has to open his like borders up because it's kind of weird to be isolationist.
Yeah, it. I don't want to give away much of. That's pretty much the ending, actually. That they,
how is that a spoiler alert? It's just like, how are you gonna have a country in a movie today where it's like, oh, we're isolationist and we hate the rest of the world. Black power. That's not how the movie's gonna end.
Yeah. What I think is interesting though, where you're saying the conservative pundits, like, did they watch the movie? Or did somebody just take that storyline and was like, we're running with this?
If you're
Black Panther equal Trump.
If you're conservative, this is like 2 hours of watching your flag burn. Like if you're conservative, like real conservative, like socially conservative, like you might as well just watch Kaepernick take an S on the flag, because that's going to piss you off less than this film.
It's just 2 hours of asking the person next to you, so is that one Denzel?
Yeah, exactly. That one looks like... No.
It doesn't look like Michael Jordan. He looks different from when he was on the Bulls.
Yeah. First of all, I'll say this. Given the expected audience, that they were very quiet. Thank you. Yeah, I was sitting on that for like a week straight. I didn't notice that until afterward. Just because anytime I go to Stafford, or it's actually Fredericksburg, to watch films, sometimes the audience can be very...
rowdy?
Yeah. Like, but one of my great movie viewing experiences of all time took place in that environment. Like, I saw Stephen King's The Mist.
Okay.
And, like, the almost all-black audience lived up to anything you'd ever want out of a black audience watching a horror film. And like 15 minutes in, I was like, I'm just rolling with this. I yes-anded the hell out of it, and it was like the most fun I've ever
did
had.
Did you engage? Watching. Did you like participate in the cinematic experience?
No, I was depressed even back then. Okay. But I sat and observed like a heartless white man, and it was a treat. That was a real treat. Look, I'll say this. I feel the movie is getting... It's got all these, like, if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 97% positive, because I just think any critic out there is afraid to say anything bad about the film. I'll say this, like, as far as Marvel comic movies go, it might be like the best. And this is, you know me, I like to be a contrarian. It might be the best one I've seen. It's just still like a CGI bukkake at the end of the day, though.
No.
Like, it's just cartoons fighting cartoons.
But
like,
you and I checked out a bunch of blaxploitation films when we were in high school. We're not like sitting out of context on black film like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that like you could have a successful action movie with black actors. Like,
no, like literally one of the most indelible images in my mind is Dolmite getting sprung from jail and just immediately sucking white tits all around him. And I'm like, Rudy Ray Moore knows what's up, man. Like, that guy gets it done. It's like, hell yeah. I've watched My Shaft and all kinds of other junk.
Undercover Brother.
Yeah, the classics.
That's a great one.
Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Foxy
it's
Brown.
So good.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of it.
Was this movie at all invocative of those like classics of blaxploitation?
It doesn't really try to do that in my... No, it's just like pretty much an all-black cast, which... is awesome. Like, I'm very happy black people get
hype,
like a
man.
Movie.
That's like it's a good thing for people.
Yes, need, like on all those levels, I'm happy. Like, yeah. I'm just like, it's cool. It's black directed and like it's all black actors. Comic movies just don't really scratch my itch. Like Killmonger, that Michael B. Jordan. I watched Creed in my depression. That was a great film that also has Michael B. Jordan and was also directed by Ryan Coogler. There you go. And I was looking forward to seeing him again, and he delivered. He's like the best villain that they've done because, spoiler alert, everything he wants you could kind of like see making sense. Do you want to know like a little bit of the film or no? You just want to walk in raw dog?
I'd prefer to know nothing.
Okay.
But I can also like plug my ears and you can keep talking about it.
Well, what I could tell you is revealed in the first 5 minutes of it. You're like, oh, that's iffy. That is amazing.
Nah, just go ahead.
Okay, so the whole concept is you have Wakanda, the isolationist country.
Right.
And Michael B. Jordan, his pops was the brother of the King of Wakanda, Black Panther's dad.
I feel like I know that without knowing anything.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And he grew up in Los Angeles, and saw like what was happening with black people in LA, and then comes to Wakanda, and the whole movie is like, you need to not hide the power of Wakanda. Like, we need to arm black people worldwide so they can like fight their oppressors. That's it. That's, and you're like, that is a perfectly rational way to think if you like grown up seeing black people beaten to hell, and then you find this hidden black paradise. And you're like, oh, this could be a thing. We could be like ruling the world with vibranium. But sure, let's just get shot and have crappy school systems and stuff. Like, so he makes sense. It isn't like some stupid CGI villain like Thanos with his like fanned ass chin.
Oh, Jesus.
And just any villain who's like, I'm just evil. That's what I do. I'm sorry. That's boring as crap to me. So like Michael B. Jordan's great. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's hard to come up with like unique villains, right? Because everything's already been done.
Well, it's because comic book villains stink. For the most part, like, just in the comics, like, so many of them are like, I'm evil because I'm evil. That's yeah. just...
That was always the knock on Iron Man before the movie, because it's been one of the best Marvel films, because, uh-huh. you know, you get caught up in Robert Downey Jr. He's always had
He's
that effect.
Awesome. He's awesome. He is Iron Man.
If you, like, read Iron Man comics, you used to make fun of me in high school, because I was the only kid reading them. It's like, why do you read that?
I thought he was one of the lessers. But so did the rest of the world.
And yeah, I was always telling cared. You, he's yeah. a cool character. It's just, he has crappy villains. He has the worst villains of any Marvel superhero. They're terrible.
Not a fan of Mandarin or one of the 18 guys who has a knockoff Iron Man suit. Like, yeah, the entire Iron Man villain stable is just Russian guys in a bigger, crappier... Like, it looks like one of those pot-bellied stoves, and that's, like, his head.
Because the best one was when he went up against Dr. Doom, and it's like, see, this is what happens when you actually yeah. have, like, a legit right, villain right. versus Iron Man.
Armor,
it's cool.
Armor. Yeah.
But they're like, nah, he's got to go back to Fantastic Four or whatever. You know, it's just... It was always a good character, and that's always the problem with, like, I like your idea, though. Like, Doom's such a cool character because you have something about him that you find credible or sympathetic, you know? It's just, you're a little torn because it's like, I can totally see kind of where you're coming from. Like, with Magneto, you kind of see
yes,
where he's coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah,
Dr. Manhattan,
exactly.
like, there are, you know.
It's wrong at the end of the day what you're doing because you're angry, but... You know, it's not like you're just this inherently evil person that it's inexplicable.
Yeah.
Like, I think people just got hung up on, like, take over the world equals motivation. And that was, like, that just, like, filled in the gaps
yeah.
for so many villains.
And,
like, I'm angry, therefore I will try to hurt people.
Just think in your day-to-day, like, who's that driven?
Right.
You're, yeah. You can barely get people to perform at open mic comedy night.
Right.
You know, like, people suck. They're lazy as hell. They're me. They just sit on the couch and beat it and smoke a vape and then call it a day at 3 a.m. Like, yeah, most people don't want to do a damn thing. I'm not going to read the Black Panther reviews, but if you want to laugh, just go to the front page of Rotten Tomato. And these are like the most lukewarm yet positive reviews you'll ever read. It's good. Look, it's good. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
And
I mean, that's all I expect. I expect to just enjoy the movie. I don't think I'll be like blown away and think like...
I don't know when we turn the corner on CGI. Like, I'm going to sound every bit the old fogey on that one. I hate it. Like, I hate seeing scenes. Like, there's war rhinos that come out. And I'm like, trade a damn real rhino. I don't care if he looks docile as hell. I don't care if I see the cattle prod going up his ass from behind. You don't even have to brush that out. Like, I just want to see a real stupid rhino. Like, there's none of that. Like, the big climactic fight, they're both fighting each other in Black Panther armor. Spoiler alert. And it's just like, I'm watching a cartoon out of nowhere. This is just anime. Like, why can't they do what they did in Batman, where it's like they CG out the wires and crap like that, but that's it. Like, it's still a dude doing stunts. Like,
yeah.
I want that.
It's a good point.
Is that so hard? Like, those Batman films to me are just like, I don't even think they're the best on earth, but like, they're, as far as a comic movie goes, that's it. That's the high watermark.
Like, Batman Begins is like,
thank you.
There.
Best of the three for me. Like, I hate everything I know. I find the Joker a little... overrated. Heath Ledger's Joker. I'll go with Tom Hardy's Bane. Like, that's way funnier to me. The crappy voice. Like, everyone does that 10 years later.
Hello.
I was born to the dog. Like, it's so good. That entertains me to no end. Even if the movie was junk. Like, that...
And the South Park ripoff of that was great.
I didn't see that.
You didn't watch that?
No.
Okay.
I know recently Hardy put out a video of him talking to his dog where he just has, like, his athletic cup over his face. If you want to look that up, it's good for a laugh. But you'll enjoy it, man. If you're not just blinded by CGI, like I use my friend's Amazon Prime account and he loves comic movies and he bought like Avengers Age of Ultron. And like the first 5 minutes is just like them, the like a cartoon Hulk doing like a CGI siege of some enemy base, and I was just like, the hell.
I guess I try to imagine the future sometimes where, so what's going to be the difference 20 years from now looking back at all the CGI stuff versus, you know, when we look back at the original Star Wars? Because I do feel like I can still watch the original Star Wars and see some of these, you know, Star Trek even style special effects, and I appreciate them for the time. There's something about like the way that they actually had to construct models and use green screens and all that stuff that I don't get upset and laugh at like some of the crummy special effects from like 20, 30 years ago, but
because they were pushing it back then, like that was the best that they could do.
It was the envelope,
I mean, right?
I just worry about like with the way they're animating now, because it's only gonna get better. Are they just gonna laugh and like find these unwatchable in 20 some years, like as the new movies are coming out?
No actors, just hire CGI. You just need a tech team, and boom, you save yourself a lot of money.
It'll get to that point.
Yeah.
It'll absolutely get to that point. And maybe like live theater will just be how, I mean,
it'll be streamed into your brain, you know, at that point, right?
According to Altered Carbon, it will be.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I personally, I think what sucks me out of it is maybe I'm being grossly stupid here. That would be a real shocker. I don't feel it's gotten that much better since like the crap they used in Phantom Menace 20 years ago in terms of computer graphics. Like, it really, you're like, that looks realistic-ish, but right. I know it's fake. Like, and there's right. nothing, like, it looks impressive. Like, as a piece of art, someone did that. I'm like, I can respect that, but like, in no way am I like, that's real.
Yeah.
Wakanda's a real thing. No, you just see like a cartoon city.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, quick question.
Yes.
Recently, I recently saw Pacific Rim on an airplane.
Yes.
And I thought it was awesome the first time. Still thought it was awesome on like the 3x3.
Rim.
So you were cool with that. All right.
I'm cool for whatever reason, because it was an original property, and there's no good way to do two gigantic robots smashing a city with practical effects. So like, I let that one slide. Like, that one for whatever reason works for me visually, but
it got the loophole. It was the lesbian loophole.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just that was the sexy 13-year-old. Oops, I slipped. Yeah. Pacific Rim, I enjoyed greatly.
That movie is just so satisfying. Just an enormous, you know, robot punching the shit out of a monster. It gets my rocks off.
I mean, like, the acting is so butt awful. Like, Charlie Hunnam is, I never really liked Sons of Anarchy. Like, around.
He's got a good walk, though. That's what he's got going for him.
Just really visible package. Is that what?
No. Like, he's got swagger in his walk. It takes him like 30 seconds to
walk. He's just one of those dudes where you're like, I hate that you exist. Like, him and Idris Elba, you're both like, you handsome pieces of.
Yeah, yeah.
Just die. Just die. But, like, Idris is like a great actor, and
he's
tank on that. Yeah, like, and it's Guillermo del Toro's getting like Oscars and crap like that. You're like, how did you make the acting this bad? Like, I'm not even angry. I'm just, you know, you're pulling the Baxter thing.
Yeah.
It's like laughable. The acting.
Well, it's a script. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Because basically, like, the whole storyline in Pacific Rim is just, like, Idris Elba can't reveal why Asian girl can't play in the machines with everybody else.
Yeah.
And he acts super serious about it, and he's just like this, I'm in charge and don't have to, you know, tell anybody why I do things.
That is true.
And that's all he does.
And
is
they
like,
all have the
I don't have to tell you, I'm angry, and boom.
And they all have, like, horrible names. Like, isn't one of them, like, Stryker Dickerson or something? Like, it's just horrible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and his Idris Elba, like, yeah, I remember that. Hey, Stryker, why don't you respect me? I'm your father.
They're just, like, the most virile names. It's like, ball bag erection. You come back. You know, it's just so over the top. It's great, though.
It's awesome.
I watched that one twice in the theater.
Yeah.
The second time I went in, coughed up for the 3D. Never watch anything in 3D. Don't be a dupe.
I saw Jurassic World in 3D because someone else paid for it.
Oh, did you have fun, like, dicking with your glasses literally the entire time, being like, this is the right position. No, this is.
I thought Kristen Bell was in Jurassic World. It wasn't until after that I realized it wasn't her, right?
Yeah, it was not.
Bryce Dallas.
I don't remember.
I know that Bryce Dallas Howard is in the new one.
Okay.
And I like to mention that because I met her one time.
Wow.
She's really attractive. Shocker.
it's weird to watch an action movie in 3D because it just is as if you're experiencing what it was like to be the cameraman is kind of how I feel. It's just like, oh, this must be how the cameraman felt when he was like helping to shoot this scene.
It sucks me out of it so hard the entire time I'm screwing up those goggles. I'm like, this can't be the right position. And it's just, then the movie's over. I'm like, whoa, what? That was a bit of a K-hole.
There's a couple times where it's cool where it's like, whoa, I kind of feel like I'm in the scene and there's like dinosaurs running around me. But for the most part, it's just like, oh yeah, like this must have been weird as the cameraman. It's really odd. I think I'd rather have 2D just and actually get lost in a movie instead of thinking like, oh, so that's how they made this.
Yeah, I mean, it just like the whole film doesn't fit, right, for the 3D. You might have like, what, 15 seconds of something where you're like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
There's dinosaurs. Or like, I think I saw Dark Knight Rises in a IMAX 3D and some of it was like, there's buildings in my face.
Yeah.
But besides that initial intro, none of it worked.
Yeah, otherwise,
totally different
medium. You're just watching a movie with sunglasses on, and you're like, oh, this is dim and ugly. Shocker.
Oh, so actually in Disney World, I got to do the new Avatar ride.
Okay.
And I forget what it's called, but I think
Avatar ride.
That's the future of 3D entertainment, where it's got to be different than movies, where you're actually...
Motion?
Having an experience. Yeah. So I got motion sick on it. I don't think I can do it again. Wow. But the fact that you're just on a simulator, and it really does feel like you're kind of flying on one of these beasts...
Sounds great.
It's interesting, but it's just it's a different form of experiencing a story because you're not interacting with characters. You're just like flying around on this beast as like stuff flies at you, and it's cool.
That sounds like that's like just an eighth of an ounce of mushrooms away from the most mind-numbing experience of all time.
They've got another one that was set up at Disney World a few years earlier. I forget what it's called, but it's like you're in a hang glider, and it's got the same feel. Where it feels as if like you're living in this 3D world. It's cool. Mm. And you're just like kind of doing a tour of the world in 3D. It's dope. It's
that's
like,
how I know.
Am I in Paris?
I grew up poor because I never did any of the Disneys, the lands, the worlds. I got Disney Channel. That was it.
Six Flags, though. I mean, it's right here.
Where was it?
Silver Spring.
I never went.
You never went? No. Busch Gardens?
No.
What? Your middle school didn't take you to
King's
Busch Gardens?
Dominion?
No. I did King's Dominion once. Okay. And I think we bought like one $15 pizza that tasted like crap. And my dad was just like, what the hell? And my mom was too fearful to let us on like anything.
Oh, man.
I'll be honest. I hate those rides as an adult.
Like, they're worse now. No, because
I mean, they hurt now that you're old.
Yeah. Well, it's your whatever it's called in your ears. They harden. I forget the tubes or whatever. Whatever it is that like
that other
makes
bone.
Kids enjoy.
That bug from Wrath of Khan.
But no, like apparently, because I went to King's Dominion not too long ago with my niece and nephew, and there's a ride there's a Snoopy roller coaster called the Woodstock Express.
Okay.
And yeah, like I got motion sick on this like little kiddie roller coaster, and afterwards I told my brother-in-law, I'm like, I'm kind of embarrassed, but that kind of got me queasy. I don't think I want to do that again. Like if Nissa said to me, hey, we should do that again, I'd say no. I'm like, I used to ride the Shockwave like 6-7 times in a row in the summer when I was
really?
A kid. Just because like sometimes you go and there's nobody there and it's like, well, if I can just ride it again, I'm not getting off.
Yeah.
I don't mess
you would,
with
you
those.
Would get off at the end. You would look around and like, I get to go again. This is awesome.
Why? Like, I don't get like why they're fun. Like I just on a visceral.
They used to be fun.
I think it's just
because
you get whipped around the entire time and you don't know what's going on, but it's just like, I think it's
that
the scare.
Horrible.
The terror of it. The fear.
I don't like being fearful. Like, I get brothels. I don't, like, roller coasters don't make sense to me. They just never did. I did them, I went with my ex like 2 years ago or something, and like, I just kind of closed my eyes for half of it like a giant puss. Like, wow. I enjoyed the sensations, but I was like, the anxiety would have been like too, and I'm not that anxious a person.
I think you really have to enjoy it as a kid. I think it's a weird thing to suddenly try to get into when you're like 30. Like, I don't think this is the right time to be like, hey, you know what? I think this sounds fun. Like,
yeah.
like ass play with a wife of 20 years.
I mean, at this point, if you're going to do any kind of thrill seeking, maybe bungee jumping or something.
Yeah, or parachutes, jumping out of planes, skydiving. Okay. There's like a Groupon for it. You can just do it for like 50 bucks.
I can see
now.
That. Yeah, that's a bit more.
That was the time that I think a bunch of kids experiment and figure out if they want to take it to the next level when they turn 18 and like go skydiving or bungee jumping and all this stuff.
Be an X-Gamer.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, X-Gamer is different because like I think you got to be rich to do that in the first place, man.
Yes, yeah, you have to have someone who funds 20 years of dicking off on a half pipe in the
Yeah, like, My season's pass to King's Dominion was like $80, man. That's the thing. Like, yeah. It pays for itself if you go 2.5 times a year. I remember that as a kid, where it's like
that.
Is,
I can tell you were brainwashed because you used the term "pays for itself." The instant I hear "pays for itself," I'm like, oh, what pyramid scheme were you sucked into? But yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, by the third time, you've more than broken even.
But it's just like if I want to go at least 3 times, there are years where I went 5 to 7 times. And yeah, you have to buy food inside the park and it's more expensive and all that. But as a little kid, I got a ton of use out of those passes. Yeah. And like, how much do you think it costs to go skiing or snowboarding even 1 time a year?
I've never done that. I grew up poor.
I don't know either, because I'm just like, wait, what? I went 1 time to a ski lodge in law school. There was a bunch of guys who like got a room, and they were just like, hey, we got an extra spot if you just want to come hang out. And I was like, well, I'm not renting any equipment because it's definitely more than $80. So like, I just brought a sack of weed and then like
sat in the lodge.
Everybody just like came in and was like, hey, we were having fun. I was like, me too.
No, I was just thinking they used you like the hooker from Eyes Wide Shut or something. But no, you just had to provide weed. That's innocent. Howard, turn your shield more toward your mouth. There's like a weird echo coming off of that.
I don't know what's coming on. Like,
are you hearing it too? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's effing bizarre. I don't know. Another thing wrong with the mics. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think the thing about amusement parks, though, when you're a kid, you can't have more fun than that. I don't think there's anything that eclipses like that day, right? Can you think of anything that was more fun? Besides, like, watching cartoons, but that's, like, a different kind of fun.
In terms of an event, like, something you're going to, if we're not going to count a movie, I mean, like, I wanted to like King's Dominion. Like, I was kind of pumped for it. I just, my mom wasn't letting me on half the rides, and I got to do the Scooby-Doo, and she almost crapped herself on that. And, yeah. No, but kids are stupid. Like, you can't get laid when you're a kid, so...
You didn't get laid when you were in high school either.
No, this is true. But I had drugs by then. And music, all kinds of fun stuff. No, you got me there. I can't think off the top of my head.
Like middle school. I'm thinking middle school. Like high school, you have a lot more options. You can have a car. You can go places. But middle school, you ain't got shit to do.
I enjoyed beach vacations. Like if we were going as a family
Ocean
to the
City,
beach.
Is that where you went?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, okay.
See, you weren't in band in high school, but at our high school... As somebody who was in band, we got to go to all the amusement parks in high school again.
Yeah.
What, did they make you, like, play during the stay or something?
Or, yeah, you play near the amusement park, and then you go to the amusement park afterward.
Does the amusement park, like, profit off you?
Like, there's just tons of kids walking around because it's, like, middle of the week. It's during the week.
Okay.
So they weren't going to be that busy anyway, so why not just have a bunch of school kids there?
And what, you go, like, in May, like, during the school year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that in middle school a few times, at least once a year. We didn't have to play. We just went, had fun.
God,
middle school band, Kilmer Middle. Shout out.
And even if like you weren't that into it, because you know, I was starting to get to the age where it's like, yeah, this is a lot more fun when I was a kid. That's like when I met people with weed, and it's like, oh, this is fun again.
Well, I mean,
this is really cool now.
If that's the barometer, like you and I went on a Latin trip, as I recall, to Richmond and smoked weed in the crapper. And by your metric, that's a gay old time right there.
That was pretty weird, yeah. I'd say the Latin teacher, I still see her once in a while.
Good old
I kind of want to mention to her, like, you're retired now. I wonder how upset you'd be if I told you that, like, yeah, we were just smoking weed in the hotel room that one time.
I'll never get over the fact that there were three of us, you, me, and good old John Ilhan, and they put us in, like, a two-bed situation. And, like, you guys were completely, I guess, via band? Like, you had slept...
They would put us 4 to 5 in a room, yeah.
Yeah, man.
It wouldn't be 3 in a bed. They'd have a rollaway if there were 5. But, yeah, it was always, like...
I legit, like, and you guys were just playing it off like it was normal. And I'm like, I'm just sleeping at the goddamn table. Just give me a pillow. Like, I was that weird about it. I stand by that choice. I don't know how I slept that way, but good on me, man. I just doubled over and woke up with a blanket on me and...
Were you scared what you might find out?
Yeah, like I didn't want them to see my throbbing erection. No, I just, for whatever, I don't, like, is that like a homophobic move? Like, I'm not homophobic. I genuinely didn't want to be in bed with a dude. Like,
I think it's probably because we were friends and you were like, what if we crossed swords by accident? Then we would have a weird friendship.
Yeah, you need to be strangers. That's the way it works for you.
You were a hobo from the Richmond streets. No, I don't know, like, just...
I feel like it's an attitude thing. If everybody goes in as like, this isn't a big deal, this is like the arrangement, then it's fine. But if you do have any hesitation, which it sounds like you did.
Like, oh, yeah, I was doing... Oh, like, oh,
this is kind of gay. Oh, man, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I just... I move around a lot in my sleep. I don't want to wake up, like, next to a dude.
I can tell that you're probably not the best choice to sleep with.
I'm restless as hell. I'm up and, yeah, I probably, like, scream in my sleep. I snore like a buzzsaw now because I'm a fat pile.
You and your brother always got separate beds then when you went on vacation?
Oh, no, we'd bunk together.
Well, why is that not weird?
It's family. I don't mind family. I couldn't secretly fall in love with family and make things weird. No, I don't know. For whatever reason, family doesn't faze me, but...
Hey, I'm sorry, man. How deep are we in this episode? Should I try that mic? Like, it's starting to bother me.
Yeah, hop on over, man. Right. We're pretty much done, but yeah, hop on over. I'm going to pot up 4.
Am I moving or am I staying put? Oh, no, that's what you're doing.
No, okay. We've already got the problem mic identified. So, yeah, no, sorry. There's a weird echo. It's almost like you're recording in a bathroom or some crap.
I don't know what was up with that.
Oh, you sound much better there.
Did you guys see the tweet that we should go back to talking about high school lesbians?
Sure. I did not see that tweet, but they twisted my arm. Yeah. What about high school lesbians?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
It was a throwback to the 90s. Did we know any lesbians in high school who were scissoring?
Look, when we were kids, I knew like chicks that would try. That was in the 90s, I feel.
There were girls trying that when we were in high school?
No, I feel that was the first time there was any sort of like lesbian chic, if you will. Like there was something... had entered the mainstream where, like, it could be considered hot. Maybe on the back of Howard Stern, being, like, obsessed with lesbians in the day. I don't really know. But that was kind of the first time I feel like girls could be, like, hinting, like, hey, I'm into other chicks. And that was, like, a positive rather than a dude just freaking out and being like, you goddamn dyke, you know? And,
right, right. I feel like in my high school, it was definitely separated by, like, either classes or sport teams. Like, I feel like, I don't know if it was volleyball or basketball, but, like, most of them were lesbian.
What?
Yeah.
Like legit, like going down on each other lesbian.
I mean, I don't know if they were. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it was like, was it just an urban myth? Did this actually happen? But I know for a fact there were a handful of lesbians on like at least each of the sports teams like that.
Get
softball.
The F out. All right, we're ending the show so I can go get your yearbook and take care of business.
Oh, man. No, funny thing about that, the yearbook, right? Back then, wasn't looking at asses. I missed so many asses in high school because I didn't become an ass man until like college or even after.
I feel
after.
That like the average white chick doesn't have much of an ass for
but
a bit. Like,
somebody kind of... pointed out that this one girl, and I won't say her name, but that this one girl had like the best ass ever. And
you can blink
something...
it to me in Morse.
Okay.
Sarah Sanders.
Yes. But it was like, I missed out.
Wait, why won't you say that? Like, she's a great ass.
I don't know.
It's not like you're saying it was followed by a weird smell. You're just
That's
straight
fine.
Up praise. Okay. That's cool. It's your friend's wife now? Okay. All right. I get it. No, I didn't even understand as a kid, like in high school even, like what made a great ass. Like, I had no comprehension of it. Like, I feel...
They were all the same. They were all just tiny or like kind of big.
Yeah.
Right?
There was nothing had really blossomed in that department. There were no girls doing squats at like 14 and 15 back then. And like I said before, I feel like the white chicks don't get their asses till like 18, 19. They kind of just pass them out to freshmen when they go to school. It's like, ah, here's something else you'll get fondled for.
I mean, I think we owe a lot to like black culture for letting us know about asses.
Or like Spanish or
that happened.
I should just listen to my dad. He was huge on chicks' asses. And he was big and a gigantic ass.
I mean, I felt like, I don't know if it was high school or just like the area, but I felt like as a guy,
no
tits were the only thing that mattered.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Like you wanted a blonde girl with boobs.
Yes, I didn't.
That was
really...
the American dream in high school.
Yes. Dude, even for you, like I feel you're 10 years younger than us because we didn't know
It didn't
better.
Change, man. It didn't change.
Are you kidding? Wow. I feel like kids today are just banging everything and they're better for it.
Right.
Like you can just be like Chuck Johnson and you're getting down with like Sir Jolly Nepal and... that's an Indian name, apparently. And, yeah, it's great. Smashing brown ass as a kid. Took me years to do that.
Yeah. I guess I am sometimes oblivious to having grown up not white. I'm half. I'm mixed, so it's always weird being mixed. But, like, it's kind of news to me because, I don't know, like, my prom date was black. I was always like, hey, what's up?
Yo.
Like, girls of all colors should, like, holler because I'm not very good at this. So, like, if you want to say what's up, please do. I really don't know how to talk to you regardless of your skin color.
Oh, no, I don't think I had much of a prejudice. I just don't know if we went to school with, like, many attractive chicks of color.
Like, we did. We did.
But that's also a little prejudice,
yeah,
too. Yeah, you just didn't know.
No.
Yeah,
I'd smash whatever, but...
It's a weird thing to say, going back to this whole awkwardness, but I could go look at our yearbook and be like, actually, I didn't look at the world the way I should have when I was
right.
I can think of, like, 5 girls total from high school. I don't really remember many that were...
And I bet they were all white.
They are. And they formed a clique called the Butterflies, or the Bee Flies for short.
Dude, we had... Okay, do you guys remember Xanga? Is that how you pronounce it?
Zanga.
Yeah, I'm stupid. But basically, the most popular girls in my high school made one. And it was about, like, them. And they just had a blog about things that they did. And it would be, like, an individual story each week. And everybody was eating that shit up.
God.
That's wild.
But they were the most attractive girls in high school, so, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, I can think of anyone that I considered attractive in high school was just skinny with, like, cans and, like, huge bonus points for, like, visible nipples. Like, that was a great thing. Like, still to this day, bonus points on that one, by the way. Great look. Great choice to be wired that way. That's so funny, though, that you had legit, like, high school... correct me if I'm wrong, Howard, wasn't our high school, like, or maybe it's because we were in the nerd classes, it was, like, vaguely asexual. Like, I feel a lot of the nerd girls were giving it up, like, the summer before senior year, but not before that.
Like, you weren't in band, though. Band people were giving it up freshman year, definitely.
Oh, yeah, people were doing all kinds of stuff on trips, man. Yeah.
Wow. God, yeah. I did nothing school activity-wise, and
you paid
I was
for
punished
it. Yeah,
for it.
Yeah, no, man. You absolutely, like... I look back at it now, I'm like, they really didn't have enough chaperones.
And no, not at all.
The amount of free time we had at the hotel, I'm like, you know that we can just go down a floor to find the girls, right? Like, it wasn't hard to get some
to
free
the girls' floor. We're going to do it, guys. We're just going to see what happens.
Hey, Ray.
No, but it was like the 90s equivalent of Netflix and chill. That happened all the time. It's like, hey, we got cable in our hotel room. Do you guys want to watch some TV? That happened all the time. It was, like, specific hours. I guess parents, they weren't really thinking. It's like, well, it's 3:00. No one has sex right now. It's like, are you kidding? We're 15. We're going to take anything we can get.
God, sex at 15. My life would have been changed. No, I was just, it really didn't enter my brain through whatever company I kept. It did not enter my brain that people got it in high school, like, period. Like, I had friends who were dating, and I didn't even think they were boning because it wasn't, like, made explicit to me.
Yeah.
Like, I never heard it. They never talked about boning. And then, like, a year later, my friend was like, we just kind of ran it. Was like, we have sex. You know that, right? I'm like, oh.
People are doing that.
Yeah,
I should do that too.
Wow.
I mean, I think we just went to a place where first couple people who have sex, I don't know if this is still true for kids, but when people see it, and then if it comes out, if a dude is bragging too hard about it, all the other girls know, I'm not sleeping with that guy because he'll talk about it. So guys learn pretty quickly, if a girl lets you have sex with them, shut your yap, and you basically got to decide,
but
keep
no,
it quiet,
no
or
guy can do that.
You have to date her.
No guy can do that. Like, I remember, I think there was a girl named Vicky something, I don't remember the last name, but, like, I think she might have, like, tugged off a dude in, like, 8th grade or something, and pretty much, like, you viewed her like she was going to give you AIDS, like, after yeah. that. Like, and that's just what, it was so weird for, like, freshmen to have done anything, at least in my experience. I don't know, man. People were just chased around me.
All right, well, people dated. I didn't really see a lot of just random.
But they were, like, legit, like, dating and not boning, I thought. Or am I just being really
stupid? There's a mix.
Stupid?
Yeah, there was a mix. Not everyone.
People had to hide it. That was what I'm saying, man. Like, people had to be like, oh, yeah, we're chased, wink, wink, until, like, her parents walk in and find us banging on the couch. Which I had to happen to friends where it's like, yeah, that was awkward because that's when her dad came home and saw us having sex. So he had to drive me home because I didn't have my license yet. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, well, that's awkward.
This is why I can't have kids, because they're just going to be the weirdos like me. Like, you've even got, like, apps to get laid now, like Tinder and whatever. Like, kids can lie about
the
their
worst,
age.
The worst thing is, like, everybody's just Snapchatting dick pics and titties now, like, in middle school. Like, that is the fucked up things that are going on.
I would still have
right
a kid that doesn't do that right. I know it in my heart. Like,
But here's the bogus thing that I'm hearing, like, we'll see what happens with the current batch of kids, but I assume that people younger than us were just like out there banging like crazy. And from what I've read, they've done studies. It sounds like overall, I guess we're kind of on the cusp of being millennials. I don't think we exactly are, but millennials on the whole are having less sex than Gen Xers and baby boomers.
I think it's feast or famine. Like, I think the people who look attractive and can take a good snap are just donging it all kinds of out. And if you're not in that...
But what percentage of people, like, feel that confident and are doing that?
It's like 20... What is it? Like the 80-20 rule where it's like 20% of the people are getting 80% of the banging.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but when you go into that bottom 80%, it's just like, you know, like, probably...
It's either a mistake or you got a boyfriend, girlfriend.
But it's considered, I think, average for, like, millennials to have maybe 8 partners.
By
before
what?
They get married.
Oh, okay.
Whereas, like, usually, surprisingly, I think baby boomers, they were up to like 12.
Okay.
And then I think Gen Xers are in between. But it's just, yeah, baby boomers were just, they knew how to shut their yap and just get it done.
Because, I think a lot of things that happen, you know, you're saying like shutting your yap, where it's like, I think most dudes were cool about it, like hooking up, but then the breakup would happen. And that's like when they would just try to shame the hell out of their ex-partner.
As they should.
Right.
But do you want to get laid again? That's the problem. It's like, you can do that, but I mean, now that Sally's gone, don't you want to get Sheila's number? Like, that, you got to think strategically.
You complain in an artful way. You're like, that bitch said my dick was too big. Can you believe that? Said it was like losing a virginity every time. What a loudmouth. So you do it. God, that's something I'll just never hear in my life.
Have you dated small women?
I've dated... One comes to mind that was like, if she didn't eat that much that day, she would be like 98 pounds.
No, sorry. I mean height-wise, like 5 feet.
She's like 5 foot.
Okay.
She was like 5 foot, yeah. I've hooked up with one that was like a legal midget. She's like 4'10".
Okay.
Not like in the sausage finger sense. Like, she was just that short. Like, she could qualify for a midget scholarship based on that. Like, she was normally proportioned. And then one chick was 5 foot. And then, like, maybe one girl.
All right,
like,
I don't want your catalog. I was just wondering if you had that experience of feeling confident.
I've had in terms of my size?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never feel confident about my size. But, yeah, I mean, like, a smaller girl. See, the problem with a smaller girl is if you're, like, really, if you feel big within those confines... If your jacket feels big in her closet, to make it all classy, like, it might be a real short trip, if you know what I'm... It might not last nearly as long if she's quite the tight fit, so then you're embarrassed for another reason. Pretty much I can't sexually
win.
Yeah,
you just lose on all fronts.
Yeah, exactly. I'm either throwing a hot dog down a hallway, or if it actually fits, I'm like, oh, 30 seconds, and boom. But yeah, have you done the short? Is your cup of tea short or no? You don't.
No, I don't know if I have a cup of tea, but
I have the consent.
I've dabbled. I've dabbled in the short.
It's cool. Like, if it weren't for the fact you would have like little short kids that would then be like the future school shooters of America.
Oh man.
I would 100% default to short because it makes you feel manly. To like just ragdoll a chick around the room, like Hulk smash. Like, you can go to town on a girl of that size, but yeah, then you're just stuck with like a kid who's like a junior in high school and he's like 4'8".
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, what have I done? Just because your mom had a tight one. This is horrible. I would feel horrible. That would just be like an original sin thing, you know?
So you're not down with tall box? Is that... That just kind of...
I mean... No, I've hooked up. God, I'm trying to think if I've legit straight up had sex with someone taller. I've probably had a couple who are like my height, and I'm like on a good day like 5'9".
Right.
I've had a couple who are like right there. I've like fooled around with girls who are a couple that were like 5'11", 6 foot. I remember one girl was just like the booze was like running out. She's like 5'11", and the booze was running out in the house, and I was just too lazy for whatever reason to go out and get more, and it's just like this race of like, can I get some before we hit bottom? And I didn't. And she left, and I never banged her. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, God is dead.
But is there that much of a qualitative difference? Like, I've never really noticed one.
No, like, I have no idea. Just, it's a thing that I think
in terms
exists.
Of size down yon?
Well, yeah, just like the enjoyment of like, you were just talking about banging a girl sideways, like, across the room because she was smaller.
Yeah, dude. No, it's great. Like, they can get on top of you, and it just simply doesn't hurt whatsoever because they weigh almost nothing. Like, you can get a girl who's, like, 5'8 and, like, buck 45 or something, and, like, that leaves more of a mark if she's, yeah, like, bouncing on you like a damn trampoline versus the girl whose weight is in double digits. Like, that, you're just, like...
Makes you feel powerful, too.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing.
Exactly.
That's, like... I think it's like a primal thing, right? It's not like I'm exerting power, but it's just like, ah, I am man and I have sex.
Exactly. You're suddenly, you're Hulk dicking someone out. Like, you just feel bigger in all ways compared to this girl. And then, like, a girl who's, like, roughly your size, you're like, oh, I'm not going to try to pull anything in this sack. Like, may I touch your butthole, ma'am? You know, like, you're all kinds of respectful. Oh, God. So, yeah, you went to Mexico recently. Segue. We can quit it now. We've already done, like, hour 15 or if you need to.
I can talk about Mexico.
Well, how much? Want. What time is it? Because they always get mad, like,
it's
around
9:30,
this time, right?
So okay. We've got another, like, 10 minutes before
Do you need
start.
To do any post? That's the legit question of the night.
I need to simply write down when... George Carlin over here dropped his F-bombs.
Yeah, my bad.
It's okay.
All right.
That's it. And then I'll just save the episode. So we're good.
Yeah, why don't we wrap up and just, like, chill while you do that?
Okay. That sounds... You're telling me I don't have to do more work. You have convinced me, sir. Let's dig up that outro music. I think this is it. Come on. Yeah, the Street Fighter outro music. There we go. Rue has won the game and... It's Rue, not Ryu. Get it right, you dunces.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. I've asserted my dominance. All right, everyone. That was Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done, literally, is up there. All 500, Jesus, 50-something at this point. For the more recent ones, you can go to iTunes, subscribe to us. You can find us on Stitcher if you don't have the iTunes podcast app. And you can go to youtube.com/papasbasement for videos of us in studio for, like, I want to say the last 50-ish episodes in that range. It's and some other original content. That 2 weeks a year where I'm not depressed and I'm feeling motivated and I do a sketch, that would be up there. The results of that. Howard Flood, sir?
I'm at Basement Howard on Twitter these days, so you can always catch me when I'm coming on the show on the link.
Yeah, he actually responds to stuff if you at him. Alan, dude, do all your plugs. Alan does a lot of stuff. Like, he was really nice to come in studio. Alan's like a comedian and improviser, and not in the sense that I am. Like, he does things with it.
Like, yeah, you can check me out. I'm, like, trying to learn how to use Twitter, so I'm at Sidley Standup. I like alliterations. And then, yeah, I'm producing and performing shows all in the area. Got open mics on Monday at Black Squirrel in Dunloring, Tuesday, Tyson's Beer Garden. By Tyson's. I have a show on Thursday at Tyson's Beer Garden. We've got Tommy Simbazo from Baltimore, Mike Moran from Baltimore. It's going to be an awesome show. You should come check us out. And website, sidleystandup.com. Find out what I'm doing.
There you go. I can't wait to do one of those open mics and really bomb. Just make things awkward.
Yeah.
You kind of can't shove me off because you want to keep doing the show.
Exactly, like, yeah.
Can he take rejection? All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.